So they made an end of distributing the land for inheritance by its borders. The children of Israel gave an inheritance among them to Joshua the son of Nun. According to the commandment of the Lord, they gave him the city which he asked, even Timnath-Serah in the hill country of Ephraim, and he built the city, and lived there. These are the inheritances, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of ancestral houses of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed by lot in Shiloh before the Lord, at the door of the tent of meeting. So they made an end of dividing the land. Chapter 20. The Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, assign the cities of refuge, of which I spoke to you by Moses, that the manslayer who kills any person accidentally or unintentionally may flee there. They shall be for you a refuge from the avenger of blood. He shall flee to one of those cities, and shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city, and declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city. They shall take him into the city with them, and give him a place, that he may live among them. If the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver up the manslayer into his hand, because he struck his neighbor unintentionally, and did not hate him before. He shall dwell in that city until he stands before the congregation for judgment, until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then the manslayer shall return, and come to his own city, and to his own house, to the city he fled from." They set apart Kadesh in Galilee in the hill country of Naphtali, Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. Beyond the Jordan at Jericho eastward, they assigned Bitzer on the wilderness plateau out of the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth and Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan and Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the appointed cities for all the children of Israel, and for the stranger who sojourns among them, that whoever kills any person unintentionally might flee there, and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood, until he stands before the congregation.